Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome. Live, it's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Stylish School Uniforms by Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, Basic Training, MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Michelle Hughes, host of the popular Ageless and Timeless podcast. She's an editorial contributor, monthly columnist for Top Doctor magazine. She'll be joining me along with returning Rick Bava, the baby boomer thought leader. He's the author of In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation and today's senior magazine leader. Then the Sports Doctor's in with upcoming guests, topics, Dr. Bob Wisdom emails. Michelle Hughes, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. I'm so happy to join you today.
Great, because Michelle is an experienced CEO, a media entrepreneur. Michelle, give us some background on yourself leading up to that great title, Ageless and Timeless.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I think I embody a baby boomer. I certainly age-wise I do, but I just want to say that
I hear you.
I think it's one of the greatest generations in our society. So I'm very proud to be called a baby boomer.
We're champions. You're right.
Yes, I do. I do. I think so.
Yeah, champion and, sandwich generation.
But, you know, I also spend a lot of time on biological aging versus chronological, so we can talk about that in a moment. But to answer your question, I'm one of those people like Ernest Arbuckle, who was the CEO of Wells Fargo, and I think it was Ford Motor Company. I mean, he changed careers every 4 or 5 years, and he was proud of it. He called it repotting himself. And so when I was very young, I was a teacher. That was my first job out of graduate school. Then I said, no, this isn't for me. My dad was a businessman. So I went into business. I went for the MBA a corp curriculum here in the Bay Area. But I also had a graduate degree in liberal arts. So I was, you know, preparing myself to go from being in the humanities to being in business, which I remember being one of the most difficult challenges that I faced. But I finally landed a job in the San Francisco area. I'm a Boston girl originally, but moved here and called.
Yeah, I compare my New York and your Boston accent.
Yeah, I do. I hear your New York accent. Yeah, and
good.
I
practice it once a week. I've been here.
Yeah,
for
I know.
Years.
Now
that you're in the middle of the health and wellness world, including regenerative medicine, the Top Doctor magazine, our longtime guest of mine, Rob Fletcher, who put us together, the Hall of Fame martial artist, and with his muscle and fitness. And so now you're really so involved in that area. Tell us about Ageless and Timeless.
How did I get there? So that's what
it's a great title.
I thank you. Rob said that too. He said, you know, with that brand, you can't go wrong as long as you stay with your mission and your vision. So just to finish the first question, I went into business, but from business, I realized I was a real estate developer for 25 years. And then when the downturn came in 2008, I downsized and I thought, well, what am I going to do now? And I answered the question with the question I always ask others, which was, what would you do if you never thought you could fail, or if there was no economic necessity? And so in other words, what is your passion? And so when I realized my passion all those years has always been health and wellness, even, you know, during the most stressful business challenges, I always relied on my belief in mental health and all the things that you and I both share in terms of taking care of ourselves, because if you don't take care of yourself, no one's going to do it for you. So I was sitting there one day saying, well, what would I do if I couldn't fail and or if I could just be doing what I love best? And don't, in other words, take your avocation and make it your vocation. And that's how Ageless and Timeless was born. And how did the name come about? Well, people would always ask me, because I look younger than my chronological age, and they'd always ask me, how old are you? And I would always say, I'm ageless and timeless, because I never wanted to.
Perfect.
That's as good a
title as the Sports Doctor's in, Michelle.
I think so.
I got to tell you, did you play any sports as a young lady?
I did. Yeah. I grew up in the years when we always played. Every day you went to school and played sports. So if you remember, because we're in the same generation, you went to school, and then after school you went out and played whatever sport you were going to play. But I did play a lot of sports, and then as I grew older, tennis, jogging. My husband was the captain of the Harvard football team in 67, I guess it was. And he taught me when we met when we were 14. And so I remember the first day he took me out on the field and made me start learning how to jog. So that wasn't an organized sport, but I think individual sports are just as important. So, yeah, so I was the captain of the cheerleaders, which actually had a lot of sports attached to it.
Oh, I told you how much attention I paid over the years with Kimberly Archie in the world of cheerleading, that they're athletes, and the world of concussions, and we featured this for decades. The fact that some of the best athletes but people who didn't realize it were cheerleaders, you try getting thrown up in the air and land with one hand.
Well, and I was the captain, so I had to be the leader. And, I can remember doing splits and backbends and backflips and forward flips and all those things. I mean, today I couldn't imagine ever doing that. But those were the days when, you tried everything
How long have you been doing Ageless and Timeless, Michelle?
This is my, coming into July 19th will be my seventh year, going into my seventh year. So it's 6 years in, completed in July.
Yeah, a lucky seven. What are some of the topics in general are some of your faves, the things that you pay big attention to with your guests?
Yeah, that is such a good question. Well, you and I share a lot of the beliefs in body, mind, and spirit, and how one affects the other. And, of course, the microbiome has become the big topic of the connection between the gut and the brain.
I call it the mental game. I've had a Taoist on, a pseudo-psychiatrist. Right. We've dealt with many of those as the mental game. Whether you're a superstar or a grandma or a weekend warrior, and you just want, because 80 is the new 60, right, Michelle? And 70 is the new 50. I'm hoping, Michelle.
I agree. Well, that's another big topic, Dr. Bob, is biological versus chronological aging, which I said earlier we could talk about. And that means,
I say it's an addition or associated with it, not necessarily against. But in a lot of ways,
I meant that I mentioned it earlier that we would talk about it at some point. But so that's a big one because, as you said, if you're taking care of yourself and your organs and your cells, your mitochondria are much younger than your how many years you've gone around the sun. That's your biological age, and you can have that tested now. I just did it about a week ago. I'm waiting for the results. It'll be my second time doing it with True Diagnostics, which I highly recommend them if people don't know who they are. But so that's one big topic. The gut brain axis and Alzheimer's is another really big topic because of the all health begins in the cells, but 80% of your immune system is in your gut. So if you put all the dots together, you have this incredible potpourri of where do I start? It's like a puzzle. Well, my guests and myself, and I'm sure you, know that all of this does connect to how well your diet is supporting you. There are all the other factors.
Well, I'm going to throw this in for you, Michelle, if you have your pencil out. This is This is the new medicine, according to the sports doctor, over the decades. Number one is eat smarter. I'll leave it up to everybody to define smarter, which we could talk about for 12 hours. Number two, keep moving. Whether you want to go to the gym, whether you like yoga, whether you want to be a runner, a walker, keep moving. And number three is also is reduce stress. Come up with methods of reducing stress, whether it's meditation, you know, good sleep, a lot of these areas. And it's interesting how, you know, you talk about the cells, you talk about the mitochondria. We talk about the tremendous amount of new attention in the anti-aging world. My longtime colleague, Robert Goldman, who virtually invented the anti-aging world. And like we mentioned, Rob Fletcher, he's very involved with that. The new Doctor magazine, which I'm going to ask you about in a minute. But this whole area of mind-body, including, again, the biologics, you know, now there's sports pharmacy and there's all sorts of different complementary medicine instead of alternative. You know, the West with the injections, surgery, and pills, and Eastern culture with so many other areas. And you pay big attention to blending those worlds, don't you, Michelle?
Yes, but, you know, I must say allopathic medicine serves a purpose, but to me it's really in a crisis. And,
it is.
You wouldn't catch me taking an antibiotic unless I was really desperate, because I know what it does to the immune system. But that's just me, and I don't recommend what I believe is what other people should
do. Well, that's why we tell people you need to be educated. Medicine is very, very needed and very powerful. However, the United States is one of only two countries in the world. New Zealand's the other, which allows TV advertising of prescription drugs ad nauseum.
Exactly.
If it's not that, it's diet drugs. So no wonder everybody is very, very leery, and rightfully so. But the whole other world, like when I had my Taoist guest on from the Netherlands a month ago, and he talked about these rules from 3,000 years ago, Michelle, which make as much sense today as they did then. You know, the whole area of health and wellness, and that magic word, mindfulness, right?
Yes, exactly.
Gosh, can you stay in the present somehow?
And Dr. Bob Goldman was on my podcast, and he was on during COVID, so that was an interesting time to pick his brain as being an, you know.
If you had 100 shows, you couldn't pick everything in his brain. You know, I did the podiatry when he invented the National Association of Sports Medicine 100 years ago, but Goldman is incredible, whether it's his drawings, whether it's his collections, whether he's some of these things that he's done in the world of anti-aging for decades is really, really something. I'm sure
the truth is, if you went through his bio, it would take you the entire show. You have to be very selective.
To say, degrees, we had to limit the man's degrees. We talked. What are some of the professions and the different areas that you're paying attention to when you're looking to include some of these guests, whether it's, you know, the cooperation of medicine, the education side of things, the awareness side? What are some of the things that you pay big attention to?
I take a global approach to this, because I know that there's a macro and there's a micro. So you look at the macro and you look at what is going to make you age slower and better. So that's like the big macro goal, right?
How do you, Michelle, what's the best website you could find out about your show? You want to make
Ageless and www.agelessandtimeless.com. And then I have a YouTube channel also called Ageless and Timeless. And then I'm on every major podcast platform.
Yes. Tell us quickly also about your column and your involvement with the Top Doctor magazine.
I just had my first issue in May, and that was on the cover with Jay Campbell, do you know who Jay Campbell is?
I know who he is, yes.
Okay. So he's kind of like the guru, the father of testosterone. He wrote the Bible about in 2010, I think it was, and it still exists today. And many doctors, he's not a medical doctor, but many doctors use his Bible of testosterone. So, but he is the peptide, one of the big experts in peptides.
You know, last week I had Dominica Loretto and her husband, Steve. And that, again, that whole world of the peptides, the explosion of supplements over the years, the explosion of CBD, the explosion of medical marijuana has helped open the door for the doctors and medicine and everybody else from sports, whatever, to at least pay attention to this whole other area that you're talking about, you know, the idea, the health and wellness, and trying to be better and stay as young as possible in so many different ways. But you can't get away from the head game, right?
Well, that's why I call it the five, you know, the five-legged stool. And you mentioned three of them, the other two being, well, you mentioned four of them. So diet first, then sleep, diet, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and stress. You know, all of those, they're all equal, and they all integrate with one another.
Rest and recovery has always been a tough sell.
Rest and recovery.
That's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the explosion of overuse injuries, over-scheduling. I knew the time would fly with you. Give us that site again, people could find out about that podcast with you.
Yeah, so you want me to tell you again?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so the website?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking for? Okay, cut out for a moment. But
the site.
Yeah, so the website is www.agelessandtimeless.com.
What about the top doctor?
And the top doctor, I think it's just topdoctormagazine.com.
Great. Hold on, Michelle. We will be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents.
everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Want to welcome back one of our faves, Rick Faba. Rick is the baby boomer thought leader. He's the author of the great book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation. He's one of the leaders, again, with the popular Today's Senior magazine. Rick, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, Dr. Bob, so good to be with you as well. I was really looking forward to be back with your great audience, your robust audience, and popular show. If you don't mind, I'd like to begin by letting the national audience know that we at Today's Senior Magazine think so highly of you that we just spotlighted you in a tremendous mass mailing feature. And I just want to let you know and the audience to know how much respect I have for you.
Well, thanks, Rick. It's really, really well appreciated. You know, sometimes we make the comments over the decades on the Sports Doc, you know, from superstars to grandmas. And of course, after my associations with you, the numerous times you've been on the Sports Doctor, you know, when I co-authored the book with Sharky Zartman, the great Hall of Fame volleyballer, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, made us say, wow, man, we gotta do the next one that includes hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Because it's a gigantic population, you know, by the way, I had to ask you in the beginning also, with your book In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, I wanted to ask you if you found them. Did you find us or what?
You got that great sense of humor. I think that's why I enjoyed the session so much. Interesting enough, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary with the book.
Congratulations.
Yeah. As you know, I had traveled the country interviewing hundreds and hundreds of baby boomers to get the topics most germane to our generation. And as a matter of fact, when we did some promotion for being on your show today, many people called me and asked, what are you and Dr. Bob going to discuss? And I said, we're probably going to address issues that are topical here in 2025.
Oh, to say the least, when you're talking about 80 being the new 60 or 70 being the new 50, you know, I wrote an article, you know, and you included it. You know, in 2020, by the way, Lower Extremity Review Magazine and the great publisher, Rich Dubin, they're celebrating their 16th year.
Right.
He's been with me also for years. But I wrote an article that it was called Pickleball is Physical. And when I wrote the world didn't know how to spell the word pickleball.
Right.
All of a sudden,
exactly.
Now, not only is it the most popular game in the senior population, but the injuries are off the wall.
Yes.
So, again, when you're talking about what's topical, the idea many times in health and wellness is trying to be as healthy as we can and trying to be smart about, again, what I've told you many times you've been on, that the Sports Doctor calls the new medicine. And the new medicine, again, is number one, eat smarter. And I'll leave it up to all of us to define smarter in this day and age with nutrition. Number two, keep moving. You're a runner, you want to go to the gym, you want to do aerobics, you want to do yoga, keep moving. And very importantly, like we've discussed in the topic of the mental game, number three is reducing stress with rest and recovery.
So
when we're talking about people trying to stay active, again, as a sports doctor, I'm also mixing in, hey, are you wearing the right shoes? How's those biomechanics? You know, when we're talking about some of these topics, and the idea of the baby boomer generation, instead of being, you know, sequestered away in some sort of nursing home, we want to be able to be as active as we possibly can in so many different ways. And this is why we include you and your followers. I don't know how many of your individuals that you work with have been guests of ours on the Sports
Doctor. Oh, for sure. There's no
so
question
many
about
topics.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, and you've covered so many great topics that have provided such great advice.
The world of caregiving, The world of caregiving, the world, like we've talked about, again, of the importance of exercise and attitude and all of these different things. What's been some of the exciting things you guys have been featuring in the great magazine, Today's Senior, Rick?
Well, you know, Dr. Bob, I think it's fallen into three categories, some of which you've just covered. Health and wellness right at the top, exercise, a lot of baby boomers, like you were talking and addressing with the grandparents, the role of grandparenting, everything from how much time you spend to the education of grandparents participate in with their children. But I must say, I must come back to a topic. You mentioned stress. A lot of baby boomers are caring for an elderly parent, and that's a topic that comes up a lot with us as well.
13 million caregivers, most family members. Again, we featured that. We featured the one of your people that was talking about phone calls to seniors.
Oh, yeah, Paul Hammond.
Exactly.
That show was so popular, you wouldn't have believed all the comments that we got about that.
So seniors could count on getting a phone call every day in order to be, you know, involved or et cetera. You know, in some of the advanced cultures, in the famous series, Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh, he talks about grandparents really being the featured individuals for raising our children. The idea of, you know, kids raising kids. So you pay a lot of attention to the sandwich generation. And again, you know, caregivers, one of our last guests, another one of your recommended guests, and you'll know who he is when he talks about thinking of the caregiver as a coach.
That's absolutely critical. But, you know, when you address topics that are so important, you know, you spelled them out, eating right, getting exercise, but that stress component happens a lot. And, you know, you're mentioning the aging in place is really what Paul Hammond is known for. That's another issue that's come to surface with baby boomers and seniors. You know, people want to age in place. They want to stay in their home. They don't want to be exited out.
Yes. Although the world of assisted living, when my mom, 10, 15 years ago, we were told, you know, people live in nursing homes a year or two. You don't got to worry about it.
Assisted living changed, hasn't it, Dr. Bob?
Gigantic.
Oh, God, it changed.
For a lot of great reasons. It faces tremendous challenges, many of which you paid attention to your whole career and the magazine.
Right.
Because awareness, you know, these areas we talk about, awareness, whatever we're talking about, education with whatever we're talking about, and then there's some action steps. You know, the idea that people might live in assisted living for 10 years. Whoever heard of that?
Well, that's true. That's true. And finding the right facility, finding the right help and assistance, the kind of people. We were just talking earlier today in a meeting about that whole caregiving aspect. May it be in assisted living or coming to the home, the importance of the communication skills from the caregiver, the kindness that they display, not to lose patience with people, all very important aspects, no question about it. But you hit the nail on the head with the baby boomer, because the baby boomer is thinking about their grandchildren, they're thinking about an elderly parent, they're thinking about how do I have some time for myself, like taking that famous bucket list trip. And what we're also finding is that baby boomers are spending a lot of time connecting with family and friends that they haven't seen for a while.
What's the website for the magazine and people finding out about your book, et cetera?
You know, you're always so great to mention it. We are actually the number one place in this demographic. So all people have to do is Google or Bing or whatever their favorite search engine is. Just put Today's Senior Magazine and it'll come right up. It's always number one.
You know, with the advent, with the pandemic, social media, have increased stress probably times 100. It's not news to any of us. When I have psychiatrists on the show, when I had a Taoist on the show a month ago from the Netherlands, and he was talking about rules from the Tao from 3,000 years ago, how they made as much sense today as they did all those thousands of years ago when it comes to, you know, trying somehow to pay attention to rest and recovery and the importance of sleep and some of these other, you know, the idea of natural medicine, which has become, knock on wood, so popular. You know, over the years, when it was called alternative medicine, people thought it was a contest, whether
it was American medicine. That's right.
So we came up with the term complementary. So
I love it.
Not a contest. You know, the idea, again, of the stress factor, whether we're talking, again, about the senior population worried to death about their grandchildren in school, the teenagers, or understanding their children are in the sandwich generation between them and living till they're, et cetera. So, again, these are the kinds of areas that we've paid attention to. And, of course, I included it as I became a senior. In the beginning,
baby boomers are enjoying themselves. Maybe like you, they were all glued to the French Open this weekend.
Yes. Well, you know, hey, McEnroe, Tracy Austin, they wore my orthotics, man, for years. They all came to see my late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida, who I met in the late 70s, who became a trainer of champions. But I have a contest every year on the Sports Doctor where I ask the question, which sports require the best athletes? And when I initiated that, it was when my young figure skater, Evan Lysacek, won the gold medal when he was 10 years old. He put orthotics in his skate. But tennis got a lot of votes. And when you watched, if you were lucky enough to watch that match this past week with the two young kids, it was really something. We'll talk more about it all with our good friend Rick Bobbitt, the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Rick Bobba, been a frequent, popular guest of ours, the baby boomer thought leader. You know, when you wrote the book, when did you write the book In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, Rick?
Well, it got published in 2015, and I'd say the research went from 2013 to 2015. It was really, you know, it's funny, we go back and read through it quite often, and there's still discussion groups at libraries about the book, and people gather together to talk about the issues. It's really a lot of topics that you and I have covered together.
We got to write the next book, Rick. You know,
I'm not as prolific as you are, Dr. Bob.
Right.
I wish I was.
Because in the 10 years since you wrote the book, I don't want to say the world's upside down, but it's sideways to the
next. Yeah, in some ways it's changed a lot, but in some ways it stayed.
Well, that's where we get on the left. On the left, we got the Taoists,
And on from 3,000 years ago, on the right, we got the biologics and the biohackers.
We're
talking about the new science, and there's a lot of important information in both extremes. But with the advent, again, when you wrote the book, people didn't know from social media for the most part.
No, as a matter of fact, we have a chapter on that where it says, you know, how do baby boomers deal in the 21st century? And
it's been great. It's been great because you can FaceTime the grandkids, you can FaceTime people, telemedicine, which virtually didn't exist before the pandemic, now is a very big deal, which makes it so much more convenient, for people to get information, but it has quadrupled the stress level. Again, whether we're looking at getting one of my pet peeves, you know, again, youth sports, where there's an epidemic overuse. Do you know the famous Tommy John surgery? Famous elbow surgery. My orthopedic friends told me 20% teenagers. So you've got this, and the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure's on. Dr. Wild, don't you understand? If my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her shin splints are killing her in cross country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea of sensible awareness and education is so important. And ironically, again, the rules are the same. The same two exercises that I write about in my book, strengthening feet and ankles, number one, working balance, number two, as is important to the best athlete in the world as it is to his grandfather when we're talking about preventing falling and we're talking about balance. So these are the things that you and I have discussed numerous times, you know, when we're on that idea of, you know, you want to play pickleball, you want to be a walker, you want to stay active, work balance, learn what to do to work balance exercises. Bob Guider used to have 5 mini trams. There was an athlete on each one. If he was a hockey player, he had a hockey stick in his hand. If he was a baseball player, he had a glove. Tennis player, he had a racket. And they were all balancing on different areas while he was throwing balls at them. It was revolutionary. We called it instability training. So this is one of the ironies, which is the same exercises for your 12-year-old gymnast are the same ones for your 82-year-old grandpa if he wants to stay active, not only, but we want to include strengthening your feet and ankles and working on balance, whether you're closing your eyes and balancing on one foot, or as I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my two cats. I'm cat sitting. And I used to tell my athlete, you want to own or be around a cat who could jump 10 feet in the air and land, and you don't even hear him as I'm talking. Yeah. Right, fellas?
That is really something.
So, you know,
Dr.
Again,
Bob, I have something to share with you.
Great.
It's very interesting. It's on a personal note, which I don't usually do. But you live in the same area. My grandnephew, my nephew's boy, Zach Bava, had a great season at Naperville North High School, set the all-time hits record for Naperville North High School, and is headed to Illinois State to play baseball there.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, Naperville North, I've seen some of their top players for 100 years. Right in my backyard, I've had their athletic director on. We've
right,
the mayor's
right.
On,
that's
Naperville.
Why I mentioned it. That's
yes,
why I
I'm
mentioned
so
it.
That
that's
you
why
did.
I mentioned
good
it.
Good luck. Yes,
yeah,
you know,
and you know what's interesting about the whole thing, and on a more broader subject, back really to the topics at hand, I can't tell you how many grandparents will call me and say, gee, I'm headed to my grandson's game. I'm headed to my grandson's track meet. I'm headed to my granddaughter's play.
Now, we want you to behave. As you're talking, we could all picture that overzealous, ranting and raving parent. Funny LeBron James
Don't want to be
story.
Doing that.
Yes, funny LeBron James story. He's in the stands when his son Bronny was younger with his Bronny's mom, with LeBron's mom. And, you know, they're getting all excited. And finally LeBron's mom says to him, will you settle down and sit down for a minute?
That's so true.
Yes. So
that
you know,
is,
we want to pay
so
attention
true.
To that.
And, you know, the young person, when they see the parent or the grandparent especially getting overly zealous, they cringe and it embarrasses
yes.
them, and they shouldn't be like that because they are the example, aren't they, Dr.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes, and by the way, you know, it brings up another. The late, great sports psychologist who shared radio with me in the 90s for years, Jim Vickery, he had a couple of bullet points for sports
right.
parents and sports grandparents. Number one, don't be a critic.
All
don't
right.
be analyzing your son or daughter's game on the way home. And number
All
two,
right.
be a good listener. Whether
oh,
your
sure.
son or daughter's having problems, you know, or they're scared to admit that they're hurting. What do you mean you're still hurting? You've been to physical therapy, and damn it, you didn't lose the weight, and blah, blah, blah. So he had these great advice, and this is we talk about this a lot, the importance of the communication between coaches and parents, parents
mm-hmm.
and their kids. You got to remember, it's supposed to still be fun, Dr.
Oh.
Vickery said.
Boy, if you hit
your,
on something.
For your young athlete. And again,
mm-hmm.
the more talented, once you start getting into travel and club teams, besides the financial stress, it becomes a big deal. You know, we had a hockey team. They played a triple header on one of the
yeah.
weekends. The pros
yeah.
would never do this. What are they, crazy?
No.
So
no.
we got to keep things in perspective. And again, being a fan, especially in the family, you know, I never realized when my son said to me, hey, Dad, how come you're the only voice I heard on the baseball field? I was guilty,
yeah.
Rick.
yeah, no question. Yeah, you know, I think there are rules of thumb for taking care of your grandchildren and rule of thumb for life itself. Being positive and upbeat, that'll never go wrong with that.
Yeah, what a great note to leave. Give us the websites again that people can find out about you and the magazine, the organizations. Quickly, Rick.
Oh, sure. Just to the folks out in the audience, just go put Today's Senior Magazine in your favorite search engine, and we'll be there for you.
Great. Again, Rick Baba, so many things. The man is the guru, the baby boomer thought leader, and we always love to have him. Rick, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports
Doctors
in segment. Hold on, Rick.
Station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom. We answer a few emails if we have time. And we talk about our new consulting area and the upcoming mastermind with some of the best individuals in the world of sports medicine, gosh, around the world. We got some great shows coming up as usual. You know, Chris Stow is the co-host of the Fit After 40 podcast. Matter of fact, I'm guesting on his show, I think, sometime next month. Great topic, Fit After 40. You know, we were talking all about it this whole show. So we're excited about having him join us. And then returning, Joe Shura. Joe is an entrepreneurial, non-alcoholic beer beverage tycoon who basically, I think, invented some of the brew initially in his garage. He goes way back in the area of the automotive world and some of the different businesses that he's been involved with. He's also got a new brew that takes into account relaxing with THC additives to a soda drink. So we always want to catch up with Joe, see what's happening in the exploding world of the whole non-alcoholic area, even in the health and wellness side. The following week, Susie Mattson, she's a coach and speaker, the whole area of unhealed wounds, the challenge many times of growing up, whether there's homeless involvement, whether there's abuse involvement, and somehow turning this into fuel to become a champion for many other people. Dr. Mohammed Farvar will be joining us. Gastroenterology, the exploding interest in the whole gut world and the importance of gut health. So he'll be chiming in. Everybody, the website, if you want to go to my website, so much great information. Give information if you want to contact us to be part of the email world. And the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Again, all one word, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Some of our Dr. Bob wisdom, we want to tune in to the fact, again, I mentioned it a few times today, of the importance of the new medicine. The idea of, number one, eating smarter. Again, become educated. Learn about what's important for you in the world of nutrition, in the world of supplements, et cetera. Number two, keep moving. Find something you enjoy, whether it's walking, jogging, the gym, pickleball, yoga, tai chi. You want to include keeping moving. You can't be aggravated or pissed off, pardon my French, when you're exercising. You want to include it. Number three, you got to reduce stress. You have to include rest and recovery. You got to spend some time, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day meditating, whether it's doing some just being and just being quiet and relaxing, including in that area is the importance of sleep and paying big attention to the value of proper sleep. So these are the things that you really want to be continuing to pay attention to, like we were talking about today in the world of the baby boomers, talking today about the incredible world of health and wellness in so many areas.
It's interesting. The first email from Perry says, you know, the mental game, you talk about it all the time. Perry, we do. The mental game, psychiatry, psychology, mental training, the whole area. Again, like I mentioned during the show, we had somebody in the world of Taoism from the Netherlands a month and a half ago talking about knowledge from 3,000 years ago, how it still made so much sense. Whether you're the best athlete, top teams. You know, it's interesting. The first baseball player I put orthotics in his cleats, the great Eric Soderholm, comeback player with the Chicago White Sox, came to train with Guida in the late 70s. He had a hypnotist that he worked with, and the sports thought he was nuts. For the most part, that was considered voodoo, mental training, hypnosis. You know, one of our favorite guests from Australia, Sue Williams, sports hypnosis. So paying attention, Dr. Vickery, the late, great Dr. Vickery, shared my show in the 90s. He would always talk about you can train the mental systems. One of the contributors to my book, one of our favorite guests, Robert Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, talks all about the mental training. The idea of, again, he works with from Navy SEALs to sports teams to the gold medalists, Simone Biles and some of these other gold medalists with the women's gymnastics that we should be including this area and what we're talking about. Note about the consultation area, the Sports Doctors Inn, where we're going to be available. Free consultation if you email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. The idea is whether your son or daughter, whatever their sport is, whatever their level is, you might have questions regarding a past injury, a nutritional concern, a mental concern, a family concern. And that's what we're looking to do. I'm surrounded with over 20 experts in all these areas. Half of them were part of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Others have been radio guests in order to come up with a plan to prevent injuries in your son or daughter, enhance performance, pay big attention to these kinds of challenges. All these areas, the big deal. Again, thesportsdoctorradio.com is the website. And drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com is the email. Let's hear from you. Thanks to our friends at BBS Radio. Thank you to my guests. Again, today, Rick Bava, Michelle Hughes. See ya next week, everybody. Sports Doctor.